Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Veterans Day, and American Legion National Commander Charles Schmidt, a Vietnam War veteran and retired U.S. Air Force officer, has been and probably will be calling on Congress and the White House to modernize VA benefits and strengthen the U.S. military. Good morning to you, Commander Schmidt. How are you?
Good morning, Tawanda. I am wonderful, and it's wonderful to be with you this morning on Veterans Day, where we honor the men and women that have served our great country, Tawanda, you know, and that's the veterans that have served, veterans that are serving, and, of course, veterans that will serve. And, of course, we never forget those who have passed and those veterans who are yet to come home. So it's a great day of honor and respect for those who have borne the battles.
Now, in battle, you've been in battles, but the battle today is for the VA to do what it's supposed to do for the veterans, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, the American Legion has an interest in the VA. In the late 1920s, we helped them get started for the purpose of taking care of veterans. And, of course, today they're caring for veterans. And what better system that is designed and has been doing of serving veterans than the VA? Because all these years that they've been serving veterans, they understand the wounds and the illnesses that have been encountered, and even those hidden wounds that come out, especially to us older veterans as we get older, and of course not to mention the younger veterans that are coming out of combat that have needs to be taken care of. So designed to take care of veterans and been serving veterans, we support the VA system worth saving.
Okay. Now, so what are some of the important issues that the VA needs to really be up on and take care of for veterans today?
Well, I think one of the things that recently that we saw a little movement is H.R. 5620, which is the Appeals Modernization Act. And that's an act, Tawanda, that the VA and the various veteran service organizations has designed, came up with a process that those claims that are in the appeal status that have been stacking up in the last 5 years, those some 80,000 appeals on claims, the Modernization Act will help streamline that process, but yet give the veteran full justice to his or her claim. That bill was passed by the House and waiting to go to the Senate. Of course, the 114th Congress was in recess, but when they get back in recess, we hope that the Senate will pick that up and continue on. And that would make a wonderful Christmas gift to those veterans who have been waiting 5 years or more just to have their appeals on claim adjudicated. And we certainly support that effort by the Senate. And, of course, if that doesn't happen by the end of the year, which when the 114th Congress ends, then we'll hopefully force Congress, once that new Congress gets formed with its new members.
Commander Schmidt, your phone is going in and out. Some parts I heard and some I did not. Just at the end,
okay.
It faded.
Okay, well, as I started to say, one of our important issues with the VA is, of course, the Appeals Modernization Act. That's an act that has passed the House, H.R. 5620. It's an act that improves and kind of streamlines the appeals claims process. As you know, right now there's about 80,000 appeals on claims that are 5 years or older. Veterans have been waiting for that long to get their claims to come up to be adjudicated. And this Modernization Act, with the help of the VA and various veteran service organizations, came up with a process a little more expeditious, but yet giving the veteran full justice on his or her claim. And of course, we're waiting for the 114th Congress to go come back in session before year end. Hopefully, the Senate will address that and we'll get it passed, because I don't think 5 years or more is what a grateful nation would like their veterans to be waiting on just to get their claims adjudicated.
Absolutely not. At the core of that, though, do you think it's a personnel issue, that they don't have enough people working the VA system?
Well, I don't know the exact answer to that. That could be one, but keep in mind some claims, say the us older veterans that we've already have, claims already in the system. Maybe those hidden illnesses or injuries come back to haunt us. But it takes time to go through, and I think if I was an adjudication officer, I would want to fully understand everything to give that that veteran that full justice to their proposed on their appeal, to understand them. So I think it probably takes a little more time in the appeals process, but I think that they still need to give the veteran full justice on that. So I don't know whether it's a personnel issue or not. It could be, but I think it's a deeper and perhaps a little longer process than, say, the initials claims process.
Mm-hmm. I was reading some of the information, and you say that, Americans need to hold their elected officials accountable and demand that veterans be treated with dignity and respect. And, of course, we hear it and we see it on the news about, what's going on at the VA, but mm-hmm. Is that the way for us to help?
Well, I think there's a way to help, yes, and everybody can let their elected officials know, because I look at our elected officials, which we all elect, and of course, we're going to have an election here mm-hmm. where we're going to have new members of Congress. But we need to let them know, keep them informed, because I believe since they're elected by people of our nation, they represent a grateful nation. And I believe a grateful nation means very well to take care of their veterans. So by each citizen notifying their congressional representatives, I think that will also help in reinforcement our legislative approach to those needs of veterans and their families and, of course, our country.
Absolutely. Where can people find out more information about the American Legion? Is that American Legion, is that something that everybody can get involved in?
Well, it's American Legion. First of all, we have a very informative website at legion.org. Mm-hmm. And anybody can go in and review that, look about our programs, look about our legislative priorities. You can even find out where an American Legion post is and also the membership eligibility requirements. As you know, we were chartered by Congress as a wartime organization, so part of our membership eligibility requirement is to have served on active duty with honorable service during a period of conflict or conflicts designated by Congress.
All right. So everybody can go to legion.org, learn more about it, talk to your elected officials about, the treatment of our veterans. That's very important. I come from a family of veterans. That's near dear to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Commander Schmidt, thank you so much for your service and for what you're doing now on the ground. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I am honored to serve as National Commander of the largest veterans organization. It's a humbling experience, and our job is to take care of those who are born in the battle and their families, and the American Legion is going to continue to do that. Even though we're coming up on our 100th anniversary, we still have another century to go of taking care of those who are born in the battle.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you.